Expression Blend. We're going to cover Expression Blend 2.0 here, and we're going to show you how to start up, create a project, and do something very simple like show a video in Expression Blend, which is a the 2.0 is the released version. The download site you can see there is Microsoft.com Expression. And then sample problems it solves, once again, is XAML code generation. It does that for you automatically, all the storyboard tags and everything automatically through animations that you can do. Installation notes. You have to install the Service Pack 1 for Expression Blend in addition to the Visual Studio Service Pack 1 for Blend 2 as well, because then you will have support for Silverlight 2.0. Which is released to the web as final as well. So those two service packs will get you there for that type of support. So let's go ahead and get going and show you our first demo. Okay, so we have Expression Blend 2. The first thing we're going to do is start up a new project. And you'll see that there are several different types, everything from Silverlight 1. You got WCF applications as well. We're going to go ahead and do a Silverlight 2 app here today. Just go ahead and get very started very easily. And we'll also show you, as part of this demo, integration with Visual Studio and how nicely back and forth these two products work together. So we have a new project here that's coming up, and you'll see it come up in the Solution Explorer, very similar to Visual Studio for those that have worked with VS. And first thing we're going to do here is we're going to go ahead and try to take a look at the asset gallery here and put some a video onto the screen. So you notice I've got local styles, media, custom controls. These are regular controls you can use. Let's go to media, and you can see there's nothing here. And what it says there is basically you've got to add a media file into your application, and then you'll see it appear on this particular page. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to go ahead and add an existing item. I'll go out to our Bear Video page, famous Bear Video that comes with every machine, and there it is now in our application. So I can go ahead and draw that, and then once I go ahead and press 5 and run this application, it's going to go ahead and build this, and it's going to bring up our localhost browser, our local browser, and now you'll see just like that, now you have created a video and a website application, right? So this is a very another common need right here, another common challenge itself. Within seconds, you're able to go ahead and start showing videos up on the screen. So it gets better, right? So now we'll take that same application, and we're going to start putting in a storyboard. I'm going to bring up my animation workspace. So what we're going to do here is add a storyboard into our application, and note the name here, Storyboard 1. And what where we're going with this demo is we're going to do a little spin on the video here. We're going to grab one of the corners. We'll move the marker out to, say, 2 seconds. So at 2 seconds, we're going to go ahead and do a little rotate and move it down. And maybe out at 4 seconds, we'll go ahead and take this and slide it over a little bit. So now if I go ahead and play this out in the browser, you can see it actually spinning and sliding over. Now if I press F5 to go ahead and run this application, what you're going to see is it's going to bring it up, but it's just going to stay still. And that's because where we're working in Expression Blend is just a viewer, basically, for that animation. To get this to actually work, you need a little bit of code, right, to do a begin method call on that storyboard to go ahead and let it fire up and run. All right, so now what I'm going to do is go over to Visual Studio. And the way you do that is just right mouse click on there and say Edit in Visual Studio. This will go ahead and bring up the Visual Studio environment. And by the way, if you need to start Expression in the administrative rights, if you want to pop back and forth to Visual Studio, because you need to have that for Visual Studio.
That's if you're working in Vista.
That's correct, in Vista. Yep, thank you. And so what I'm going to do here is go into the code for the code behind this particular page. Let's go into the page load event, for example. And the thing I want to point out here is the name that we had over in the XAML. I'll just point it out right here. And you can see it right here. It creates the storyboard tag sequence, but the name is the very important thing here. That is the name that you refer to inside of the code for that particular object. Coming back over to Visual Studio then, what we'll do here is we'll just type in storyboard1.begin. And make that a function call. So now when I go run this application, what we'll see here is the actual animation taking place. And so here it comes up, and there it is, spinning, coming across the page. How about that? Pretty nice?
56K, just don't cut it no more. Want a big pipe carrying 200 megabits of pure excitement right to my door. Got an SUV with six-wheel drive. With 300 horses, I'm never deprived. Infrared sensors for climate control. Zero to warp speed and ready to roll. Cause I'm a toy boy out on the fringe. And he who dies with the most toys wins. Ooh.